بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue discussing some of the evidences and narrations that have come with regards to the clarification of the proper understanding of الركن السادس، هذا الركن العظيم، the sixth pillar, that great pillar, الإيمان بالقدر, believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in our previous class, we were discussing the narration of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, that he was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him, Ya ghulam, O young boy, inni u'allimuka kalimat, verily I'm going to teach you some words, meaning some beneficial words. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Preserve the deen of Allah and the commandments of Allah, and Allah will protect you. And preserve and maintain the limits and the regulations and the commandments of Allah by performing them, and the prohibitions by staying away from them and avoiding them, and you will find Allah helping you and making every affair easy for you. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. And if you ask, then ask from Allah alone. If you ask, O young boy, this is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cultivating the children and the youth from the companions radiyallahu anhum upon the proper creed and the proper belief, upon reliance and trust and faith and seeking aid and help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and relying upon Him alone. If you ask, ask Allah. If you ask, ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek help and you need aid, then seek it in Allah. Meaning first and foremost. And if you ask, then ask from Allah first and foremost. And then take the means of success. And if you need help, then you seek aid from Allah first and foremost. And then take the means that are allowed for you to find your way and that which is correct and the means that will lead to your prosperity. So then if you ask, ask only Allah. And if you seek aid and help, then seek it from Allah. And then here's the shahid from mentioning this narration in our discussion. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَى أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That you must know, a young boy, you must know. He's teaching Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma as he's young, but this is also education and cultivation for the ummah. Now, no, you must know that if the nation altogether, a nation altogether gathered to benefit you in an affair or benefit you with something, they will never be able to benefit you except for in something that Allah has written for you. And this is the shahid, that the things have been written. We're discussing maratib al-qadr, and the stages of the decree, and believing in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we have seen that it is four stages. Al-ilmu, wal-kitabatu, wal-mashi'atu, wal-khalq. And so far we have discussed the knowledge. And the second one here, this is the affair, al-kitaba. That things, that which will occur in this creation has been written. So this is something that you must know. This is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam cultivated his companions upon, rather even the children from them, radiyallahu anhum, that you must know that if the nation and if an entire nation gather together to help you or benefit you, they will not be able to benefit you in anything except in that which Allah has written for you, meaning in His decree, in that which is written in Allah al-Mahfuz. When اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. And if they have all gathered together to harm you in something, and to harm you in any manner, then they will never be able to harm you except in something that Allah has written against you, and a harm that has been written against you. It's decreed by Allah and already written and sealed. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified the issue, رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وجفت الصحف, that the pens have been lifted, and the pen, the decree has been written, the pens have been lifted, and the ink or the scriptures have dried, meaning that these affairs, they have been written and they have been commanded and decreed with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they cannot be changed. This is raising the children in this manner, and the ummah likewise upon the correct belief in the creed. And we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clarifying that the good that happens to a believer, and likewise the bad, it's all been decreed by Allah. The hardships and difficulties and the pleasure and the ease of this life, all of it has been decreed by Allah. And no one from the creation can bring about any of that except in a manner that Allah has decreed. And that the command and the affair is in the hands of Allah entirely. So therefore, the one who realizes that if he needs something, he will ask from the one who has the keys. And who the one who the affairs is in his hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he needs help or protection, he will go to the one who is capable and able. Because the rest of the world and the universe around us is creation and under the command of Allah. And Allah, He is the creator, and He is the one who has decreed all of these affairs. And nothing can happen except with His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer, he will rely upon Allah, and he will take the means. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ask, you ask Allah first. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek aid and help, then you seek aid in Allah. And you seek help in Allah with trusting in Him and relying upon Him and begging Him to help you and to aid you. And drawing near to Him and hoping in Him and asking Him constantly to give you success and to protect you and to keep you safe. And then to know that all everything has been written. And no one can help you whatsoever except what He has decreed, Allah. What Allah has decreed, and no one can harm likewise except for what Allah has decreed. And one wording of this narration that has come in Tirmidhi, likewise, it has come, إِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ تَجِدْهُ أَمَامَكَ. That if you preserve the rights of Allah and maintain the legislation and the deen of Allah, and you maintain properly the commandments of Allah, you will find Him in front of you, meaning aiding you and directing you and guiding you. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. That you should strive to be obedient to Allah and to know Him. And you know Him by way of His tawheed and His obedience and His worship in times of ease, and He will aid you in times of hardship. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. And then you must know that whatever did not happen to you was not going to occur for you. Whatever did not happen, somebody hopes to achieve some good. Somebody hopes to have some good of this life or the hereafter, and he's striving for that, but it did not occur for him. This is something that was not written for him, and it cannot happen. It was something that was not written for him, and it cannot happen. Likewise, any harm that one that did not come to a person, it's not written for him. مَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. That whatever has not happened to you or occurred to you, it will never occur. It will never occur. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِيَكَ. And that which has happened to you, and that which you have been inflicted with, or that which has occurred to you from good and evil, all of that, it was never going to miss you. It was never going to miss you. Many of these things have been written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have been decreed. And the affair has been sealed. And these things are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is written with Him, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now then the Prophet, he said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجْ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That along, you must also know that aid comes with patience. And also that relief, it comes with difficulty. And also along with hardship, there is ease. Along with hardship, there is ease. So the affair is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, a believer, he puts his trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he takes the means. And this is the affair that has been with us consecutively. And the evidences are many in clarifying this particular issue. From the third stage of al-Iman bil-Qadr. الإيمان بالقدر is الإيمان بمشيئة الله سبحانه وتعالى النافذة أي الماضية وقدرته الشاملة. It is to believe in the will of Allah that is executed, meaning that it occurs in the manner that He wills, and He has the ultimate power and ability to do all things. And that nothing occurs except with His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. and he can do all things. So everything that has occurred or will occur, it is by his will, by the will of Allah, and he has allowed that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever did not occur, and whatever did not occur, it's not that he is not able to make it occur, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he is able to make anything happen, and he can do all things. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. But if it did not occur, or it will not occur, it's because he did not will it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we see the first martabatul ilm, and the second martabatul kitaba, and the third affair that we were speaking of now, al-mashi'ah. Naam, to believe in the will of Allah, that he and whatever he has decreed, it occurs according to how he wills. And whatever he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it occurs and happens. And whatever he does not will, it will not occur and happen. But he has the power and he has the power and the ability to do all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, he mentioned in his book in many verses, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَكُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. That his command is only that if he wants something, then he will say to it be, and it is. And if Allah intends or he wants something, then or he to occur in his creation, he says, he says كُنْ, and it is, فَيَكُونَ. كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever Allah, he does not will to happen, it is because, or whatever does not happen, if Allah does not will it, it will never happen. And it's because he did not will it. If it did not occur, it's because Allah, he did not will that. He did not allow that. He did not permit that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he has the ability to do all things. And Allah, he mentioned, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَمَّعَهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَى. If Allah had willed, he would have gathered all the people upon guidance. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. That if Allah had willed, he would have made all of the people one nation, meaning all of them believers. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. That if your Lord has willed, then all of the people in the earth would have believed. لَوْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَى النَّاسَ أَجْمَعِينَ. If Allah had willed, he would have guided all of mankind. So the issue here is that the guidance of the people is in the hands of Allah. And Allah has the ability to guide all of mankind. But only those who have been guided from them are those whom Allah has willed to guide. And that guidance is in His hands. And nobody can be guided except by His permission and by His mashi'ah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by His will and by His decree. So the affair is in His hands alone, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again, this is going back to the iman and the belief and the decree and the qadr and the ability of Allah to do all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. That if we had willed, Allah, he says, then we would have given every soul its guidance. But the statement of truth has come from us, and we will fill the hellfire with the jinn and mankind all together. And so this is establishing this martaba, and there are the martaba al-mashi'ah, the will of Allah. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many verses in the Quran that we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this and is clarifying this. And also, whenever we ponder over it, it will be deep in our hearts and we will understand the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and His majesty and His glory, and His right to be worshipped alone, and that the affair is in His hands. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He guides whom He wills, and He leads astray whom he wills. يُعِزُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That He raises in rank and honors whom He wills, and he humiliates and lowers whom He wills. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He provides for whom He wills. ويقدر. And He prohibits from whom He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَنْزِعُ مِنْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He takes the provision away from whomever He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whatever He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many verses like this. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He punishes whom He wants. يَغْفِرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He He forgives whomever He wills. He pardons whomever He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are affairs that occur in this creation. They occur by the will of Allah and by His permission. And nothing can happen for a person in this life except if Allah wills it. And whatever has occurred, it has occurred by His will. And whatever has not occurred is because He did not will it. لَمْ يَشَأْهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. There are some beautiful lines of poetry by Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, رحمه ta'ala, and they state, مَا شِئْتَ كَانَ وَإِنْ لَمْ أَشَأْ وَمَا شِئْتُ إِنْ لَمْ تَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ خَلَقْتَ الْعِبَادَ لِمَا قَدْ عَلِمْتَ فَفِي الْعِلْمِ يَجْلِي الْفَتَى وَالْمُسِنْ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَمِنْهُمْ سَعِيدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ قَبِيحٌ وَمِنْهُمْ حَسَنٌ عَلَى ذَا مَنَنْتَ وَهَذَا خَذَلْتَ وَذَاكَ أَعِنْتَ وَذَا لَمْ تُعِنْ. يعني ما شئت كان وإن لم أشاء. Whatever you will occur even if I did not will that. وما شئت إن لم تشاء لم يكون. And whatever I will, if you do not will, oh Allah, it will never occur. خلقت العبادة لما قد علمت. You created the slaves for that which you know about them. ففي العلم يجري الفتى والمسن. So according to the knowledge is what occurs to the youth and to the elder. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَمِنْهُمْ سَعِيدٌ. From them are the miserable, and from them there are the happy. وَمِنْهُمْ قَبِيحٌ وَمِنْهُمْ حَسَنٌ. And from them there are the ugly or the bad one, and from them there is the good one. عَلَى ذَا مَنَنْتَ وَهَذَا خَذَلْتَ. This one you have blessed, and that one you have abandoned and left without blessing. وَذَاكَ أَعَنْتَ وَذَا لَمْ تُعِنْ. And this one you helped, and this one you did not help. Yani, to clarify, yani the creed of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, with regards to this, that the affair is in the hands of Allah, according to the knowledge of Allah. And that has all been written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which happens in this creation is by His permission, according to His knowledge that has been, and the affairs of this creation that do occur, they have been written with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important to understand the affair of al-mashi'ah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has al-mashi'ah nafidha, meaning the one that is executed, that His will, whatever He wills, it happens and occurs, and no one can stop it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever he wills, tabaraka wa ta'ala, it happens and it occurs no matter what anyone would like or hope for or strive to want. No one can bring upon whatever He has decreed except whenever he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can hasten on the punishment for anyone or for the pleasure for anyone. It's all according to the command of Allah and the decree of Allah and at His will, whenever He wills, according to His knowledge and wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He says about the Mashi'ah, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا about the Mashi'ah, affirming the Mashi'ah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise affirming that the slaves also have a Mashi'ah. And this is something that must be understood as well, that Allah, He has al-Mashi'ah, that is the will of Allah, that whatever He wills, it occurs. But likewise, He has created and given human beings as well a Mashi'ah. And Allah has the ability to do all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but likewise, Allah has created for the people an ability for them to have likewise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He wills, it occurs, and whatever He does not will, it does not occur. And He has the ability to do all things. From the things that He has the ability to do, and what He has done, and will, that He has created the human being. And He has given the human being will, and He has given the human being power and ability to do deeds, and to choose likewise with His will. So those people who do the good, they do it by choice. And those who go to the masjid to prayer, they choose to do that. And they stand and they go through that based upon what they want and what they have, the will that Allah has given them and the ability that Allah has created for them. And those who do good with their tongue and the likes like this, they do it with the decision that they make themselves. They do it with the decision that they make themselves. And likewise, those people who go and drink alcohol, iyadhan billah, and they mix and they fall into sin and transgression, they do that with their own will, and they do that with their own choice. So therefore it must be understood that likewise the servants, they have a will, but their will is under the will of Allah. And none of them can will or do anything except by His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرَةً فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. That this is only a reminder. And this Quran is nothing but a reminder. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَى رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. So whoever wills, then let him take a path to his Lord, meaning a path of obedience to his Lord. Huh? وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. But you will not be able to will except if Allah wills. So Allah is commanding us to take a path to Him, to take a path to His pleasure, to take a path to His pleasure and His mercy by obeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and complying to His legislation and His commandments. But we will not be able to do that except if He allows us. Therefore, He has commanded us to perform certain deeds and actions and statements as well, and forbidden us from certain deeds and actions and statements as well. And He has given us a will to choose, but we cannot choose and we cannot do anything except with His permission and except whenever He allows us. So therefore, a believer who understands this, likewise, he will go back to those two great foundations, and that is that he will take the means and all the while know that the command is in Allah. So he will beg Allah and he will rely upon Allah and he will hope in Allah to give him success and to guide him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That verily, it is nothing but a reminder for all of mankind. For whoever from you who would will to go straight, who would will to go straight, and you cannot will except if Allah wills, the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of the worlds, Rabbul Alameen. Notice that the Mashiach here is coupled with the mention of His Rububiyyah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have mentioned before that from the complete belief in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is from believing in His Rububiyyah and His Lordship and His power and His ability, and from His actions and His deeds, that the actions that Allah He performs subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah, He says, كَلَّا إِنَّهُ تَذْكِرَ فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Nay, it is only a reminder. إِنَّهُ تَذْكِرَ. Verily, it is a reminder. Meaning this Quran. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ. So whoever wills, then he will remember. Let him remember the reminder. Meaning benefit from that and take heed. Benefit from that and be admonished. نَمْ وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. And they will not be able to remember or take heed except if Allah wills. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has affirmed that the slaves, they have a will. And likewise, Allah, He has a will. But the will of the servants is under the will of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. So Allah, He has commanded the servants and prohibited them. And this is a sign that they have a will. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He has mentioned, اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌ مُيَسِّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. That you must do deeds. You have to do the deeds because everyone will be facilitated for what he was created for. So the one who is commanded to do deeds, this is an indication that he has a will. And somebody who has no choice and no free will to make a decision, then he would not be commanded or prohibited. He's not able to accept a commandment nor a prohibition. That would be oppression. Wallahu laysa bi-dhalami lil-abid. And Allah, He does not oppress His servants subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah, He has the will that is executed and nothing can happen except with His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever things occur, they occur exactly as he has allowed and He has willed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever does not occur or did not occur or will not occur, this is because He did not will it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the affair is in His hands and the command is in His hands and He has the authority and His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this leads us to al-martaba al-rabi'ah, which is martabatul khalq. And martabatul khalq wal ijad. Now, the fourth stage of the decree is that Allah has created all things. That we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khaliqu kulli shay. Nam khaliqu kulli amalin wa amali. That Allah, He is the creator of all things. He has created every single thing, and everything in this life is creation. Well, and He is the creator, and everything besides Him is creation. Everything besides Allah is the creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's the khaliq and there's the makhluq. Al-khaliq, He is not like the makhluq, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator of all things. He has created every single individual and every person and the actions that they perform likewise. And everything that is moving, He has created it. And everything that is still, He has created it. Every atom or every ant in the heavens and the earth, it belongs to Allah, and He is the creator of that, and He is the one who has given it shape and its form, and He is the one who has brought it into existence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He says, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. والله خلقكم وما تعملون وما تعملون. Allah created you and that which you do likewise. So Allah, He created us and our deeds. The deeds likewise that we do, they have been created. Walking is an action that the people perform, that the people have been created, and the action of walking has been created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khaliqu kulli shay. Khaliqu kulli shay. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, He says, Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And this affair has been discussed, the issue here, and even in more detail whenever we discuss the issues about Allah and His rububiyyah and His lordship. Discussions with regards to at-tawheed. So the one who knows now that he is created by Allah, he's created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that whatever he performs, it has been written. And Allah, He knows that even before he was created. And He knows that he has a will himself, but his will is under the will of Allah. Then he will take the means and he will strive against his soul to do the deeds that are pleasing and to do the actions that are righteous and pious. And he will strive against his soul to stay away from the sins and to leave off the things that are impermissible and to stay away from evil and its people. And he will strive likewise along with that and along with his efforts. He will strive, and he will not rely upon his efforts, but rather he will strive to seek aid and help from Allah Azza wa Jalla. He strives to perform the actions, but his trust and reliance is, and his faith and his hope is in Allah, and nothing can happen from the good or from the bad, even if the people gathered to help us or to harm us, except with his permission and that which he has written, and the affair is in his hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the affairs with regards to the decree. Ilmun kitabatu maulana mashiyatuhu khalqu wa huwa ijadun wa takwinu. The four affairs is the knowledge of Allah, that He knows all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that happened and everything that will happen, and everything that did not happen, if it had happened, He knows how it would happen, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, everything that occurs in this creation, it has been written with Him in al-lawh al-mahfuz, subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the creation of the creation by 50,000 years. And likewise, nothing in this creation occurs except with His permission, and except in the manner that He allows. Tabaraka wa ta'ala bimashiyatihi. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And He has the ability to do all things. And just because something did not happen does not mean that He is not able to do it. La. Rather, Allah, He's able to do all things. But based upon His wisdom and His ultimate knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows some things to occur and other things He does not allow them to occur. But He Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, على كل شيء قدير. He has the ability to do all things. And everything from the world and from this universe is the creation of Allah. And it belongs to Allah. And He is the one who has created it and brought it into existence. There's one issue left, and that is with regards to a misunderstanding some people have. And they try to use the belief in the decree as a proof for their sins. And this is not permissible. And this is a misunderstanding, and they fall into sins, and you ask them why they did that. They say, oh, Allah decreed that for me. Well, it's the decree of Allah for him to do sins. And this person, for example, if somebody slapped him in his face, or somebody pushed him and took his money out of his pocket, and then that person, why you did that for? Why you slap me? Why you slap my face for? Why you take my money for? You say, oh, it's the decree of Allah. It was the decree. He wouldn't accept that himself. He wouldn't accept that himself. So therefore, it's not permissible to use the decree as a proof for somebody to do sins, or to be disobedient, or to be upon foulness and evil, or a bad way. This is not a proof for a person, because a person, he has a will, and Allah has showed him the straight path, and the books that have been revealed, and the fitrah is ingrained in the human being, that they know that which is good and that which is wrong. The time that a believer can use the qadr, or the decree, as a proof for him, is in the time of calamity. Hardship happens, something that's difficult that happens, a calamity that happens is out of the hands of the human being. He says, قَدْرَ لَمَّا شَفَعَلَ. It was the decree of Allah. It was the decree of Allah. This is according to the will of Allah. I have, and then a believer, he will find ease in that, and he will find contentment in that. And in any case, we see that by believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proper belief the believer, he will have a strong relationship with Allah and a strong trust and reliance upon Allah. And likewise, his heart will be connected to Allah alone, and he will not be relying on the creation and relying on the people. And at the same time, he will not negate using the means. Rather, he will take the means. And if he has some good that is by way of the people, he knows that that's from Allah and from the decree of Allah and from what Allah has allowed him to happen. And if he's ever afraid of a situation or the people and the likes like this, then he will remember that this is all in the hands of Allah and the decree of Allah. So therefore he will flee to Allah again, fleeing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from the harm of his creation, and fleeing to Allah azza wa jal to find the good and the benefit that is in this creation. And all of that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot occur except with his permission. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success to understand his deen properly, and to love him and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to live upon al-Islam until we die and we meet him. And we ask him to have mercy on us in this life and the hereafter, and to forgive us, and to forgive all of the Muslims, and to aid us and our families to be obedient. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.